Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings that he has given each and every one of us. for God has blessed us. God has taken care of us. God has done so much for us. And we ought to realize and know that we are blessed because of the fact that we are blessed by God, by our Father, who loves us so much. So we thank God again for each and every one of you all. We welcome you all to another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. We are so grateful that you have decided to join us, and we give God the honor and praise for each and every one. As we always do, we realize that if it had not been for God who was on our side, we just wouldn't know where we would be. So we just praise God and we give him honor and praise. Before we go into tonight's lesson, as always, we give God the honor and praise, and we always know that prayer is one of the most powerful tools that he has given us, the ability just to come and talk to him, our Father. So without further ado, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Father, we are, before we even ask of anything, we want to just have a moment and have an attitude of gratitude. We want to say to you, Lord God, that we are so appreciative, grace and the mercy, but most of all, the love that you have given us. Lord God, we understand that if it had not been for your love, we don't know where we would be. We are so appreciative that you love us so. You love us better than we can even love ourselves. And for that, again, Lord God, we just say thank you. We thank you for being able to come and talk to you. We thank you for being able to come and learn more about who you are by studying your word. We understand that if it had not been for you, you said that if we lack wisdom or understanding, that we ought to come to you. And that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will grant us. And Lord God, here we are asking that your Spirit will reveal to us those things that sometimes worry us, but sometimes we just don't know. Lord God, we understand that you are the source of our strength. You are the source of our power and authority, and most of all, our anointing. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to pour to your people and give to your people word through me. Lord God, I know that I'm nothing more than but a conduit, that you are the source. And Lord God, that this is what we have to do, that we have to come to you so that you can give to us. Lord God, we understand that you have, because of what you've done on Calvary's Hill and what you did to give us your anointing and your power through your Holy Spirit, Lord God, allow us to come and again learn more about who you are and what you've done for us. Lord God, again, we thank you. We pray blessings upon each and every one of us this evening. Lord God, thank you for your anointing. Lord God, this is our prayer this evening. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this evening, we praise God for each and every one of you all. Again, it is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And we understand that in today's society, in today's tonight, that there is a debate, presidential, vice presidential debate. But we understand that despite whoever is the president, whoever's going to be the vice president, we serve a God who never changes. We serve a God who has all authority and has all power. And they said that the government shall rest upon his shoulders. So, we thank God for each and every one of you all. If always we want to be participant, we want you to participate in tonight's discussion. You can press 1 on your phone, and that will indicate to me that you have a comment, and then I will be able to unmute your phone. Right now, all phones are muted. Or if you are listening to the rebroadcast of this show, then you can always send me an email to jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, jayvann91@yahoo.com. And then we can go ahead, trust me, I will definitely respond to your email. I want to start off tonight's Bible study and ask you a question. You might be able to answer it, you might not. But can you think of a biblical character who God has given over to the devil or to Satan so that Satan can kill them? The question again is, think of a biblical biblical character which can show and say, hey, this is a person who God has allowed Satan to kill them. Most people would probably say right off the hand, Job, and you would be wrong because God did not allow Satan to kill Job. He just allowed him to cause some bodily harm and to kill his children and his livestock. But the answer is that there is no one. There is no biblical character that God has allowed Satan to kill, has given Satan free hand or free opportunity to say to kill them. And the reason why I ask that question, because I want to kind of back into our subject tonight, is why is it that we allow our souls, our spirits, our physical bodies to be killed, to be harmed by a defeated foe? Now, I know you might say, you know, I don't understand. This just, you know, I don't understand why are you saying this? Well, I want us to realize that this battle that we call life, that this battle has already been won because of what Christ has done for us. It has already been won because God has already allowed us to be winners because he's already won the battle. Now, I want us to look at Isaiah chapter 53, and we're going to look at verse 1. Again, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Let me read the King James Version, then I'll read a different translation. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 says, "Whom has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root him out of the dry ground. He has no form nor commonlessness." "And when he shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him." Let me read the NIV translation. Again, Isaiah chapter 51. "Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" When Isaiah is reading this and he's talking, he is in reference talking about the fact that when we say the word believed, that he is actually talking about who shall support the message of God. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? We understand that to say that God, that Isaiah is saying to us, belief is synonymous or can be exchanged for the word support. Who shall support our message? That the arm of the Lord been revealed, or that the power of God has been revealed. When we look at this message, we look at the fact that Isaiah is challenging us and saying to us, we have to first believe that God's power is ruling this earth, that it is ruling our lives. So many people today are so caught up in the drama of this political campaign. They are caught up in the death rate pertaining to the coronavirus pandemic. So many people are being caught up in understanding that jobs are being lost. But how many of us will still stand up and proclaim that the power of God is still ruling this earth? Again, it goes back to my initial question. If God so loves us, declares that he does, then why is it that so many people are so frustrated and so willing to throw in the towel, or so willing to try to find a way of escape through drugs or alcohol or by just doing or just checking out. We need to get to the place that we understand that we can support, that we can believe that the power of God is still working today. Now, I know people will say, man, you got to be crazy. What are you talking about? How are you going to proclaim that? Well, we claim that God is almighty and all-powerful. We claim that God is good to us yesterday, today, and forevermore. We've already claimed the fact that God never changes. So if God never changes, and if God has already done so much for you in your life, if he has already brought you out of situation, then why can we not live and proclaim power? It's the same power that is going to keep us even throughout all of these calamities that's going on in today's society. It is our responsibility to share with the world. And when I say the world, I don't mean just church folks or those who proclaim to be Christians. But it is our responsibility to make sure that people who don't have a relationship with him, that they get a relationship with God. It is vitally important that we get to a place where we realize that believing is better than obedience. Let me say that again. We need to get to a place where we start believing, we start supporting, and not just being caught up in doing. Now, yes, there is a place and time that we have to demonstrate what we believe. But you can't demonstrate something if you don't first believe. You can't fully give in to it if you first don't believe. In the model prayer that Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 6, and I say it's the model's prayer. It first starts off in verse 9, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. This is how you should pray. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples and to those who are listening. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, before, in the beginning of this prayer, Jesus is proclaiming that the same mindset, the same authority that is ruling in heaven should be the same authority that's ruling here on earth, and that is ruling here in our realm. We need to get to the place. I thought about, and I said that this is a old good Baptist song that grandma used to sing. She used to say, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey." Simply meaning, the author of that song is simply saying that we have to first believe. We got to first trust. You can't trust if you don't believe. And again, that word believe or belief is synonymous with support or trusting. And see, you first got to believe, and then you can be obedient. And so many of us are frustrated because we're trying to be obedient, but yet we don't trust. Let me say that again. So many of us are caught up in trying to do something, and we first don't even believe in what we're doing. I think this is a good stop, a good place for us to take a break. As always, we understand. We want you to go and get some water. It is still time that we can go and get some lemonade or some iced tea or something, and just think about that. Do you trust and obey, or do you try to obey and then trust? Just think about it while we take a quick break.
Yeah.
Amen. It'll be all over in the morning. Don't need to worry. See, and that leads us right into where we are trying to go, into a place that we realize that we have to have faith instead of fear. I happened to see a t-shirt last night on Instagram, and I have to go back and order it. But it had the word fear, and then it had it crossed out, and over fear, it had in italics and a bigger font, it had faith. And I thought about that, and I said, man, that is so cool to have a shirt that you can have that will express and say that we have to have faith over fear. See, that's what God is requesting us to do. God is saying that we have to believe in the power. We have to believe in the authority that's given to us through the Holy Spirit. And in believing in that authority and in that power, then we can go on and live a life. Not saying that we won't have struggle. Not saying that we won't have heartache. That we won't have hardship. But we will live a life where, one, God will get the honor and the glory. And then, two, man can be uplifted and have a change of mind or a change mindset that the same power that God gave to Jesus, Jesus then gave it to us through the Holy Spirit. So in turn, that makes us the children of God. And when we say that we are the children of God, that means that we have the same attributes as our Father has. The Bible says, that one day we will be able to create even more miracles than Jesus has. The only reason why it can make that proclamation, make that claim, is because that same anointing, that same power that God had given Jesus from heaven to earth, through the man of Jesus Christ, who was the Son of God, fully human, fully divine, that same authority has now been transferred from Jesus to us. And so because of that, we now can live a life where we don't get frustrated, we don't get overly concerned, we don't worry and get caught up with doing things without first believing that those things can be done. Now, I do understand that there are times that God will tell you to name it and claim it. I'm not one of those prosperity preachers that's all they preach, because I think there is a balance. But I believe, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, that if God has said it, that settles it, and it is going to come to pass. Now, it might not come to pass this month, this week. It might not even come to pass this year. But if God has given you the vision, if God has spoken to your heart about a situation or circumstance, then God will grant you the opportunity and give you the authority and the power to see that come to pass. Again, just look at your own life. Has there ever been a time where God showed you in a dream that something was going to happen? Or he gave you a warning? Or maybe it was you walking or you driving, and a still, tiny little voice inside of you spoke to you and told you to do this instead of doing that. And sometimes you obeyed. Most of the time I pray that you obeyed. But then it was those few times that you did not. And then you look back and say, man, only if I would have did what I thought or what I was told to do. Some people would try to say it's your gut feeling, but that, or it's your intuition. But we who are believers know that it is the Holy Spirit in us, the power of God in us, speaking to us, giving us direction, giving us a word to share with somebody else, giving us direction to, I say, instead of going right, God said, nah, make this left turn here. Nah, don't go down that, don't go down there. We have to believe, my brothers and sisters, and know that we first have to be believers, and then we can be doers or proclaimers. So many of us get caught up in doing this and doing that. And when we're going to churches, we say that we're going to be on every board or every auxiliary, and we got to be here, we got to be there and do this and do that. And then when our name is not called on a program, or when we are not acknowledged in a bulletin, we catch an attitude. Because we say, they don't realize how much I've done. I did all this and I did all that. And then usually a small voice will speak to you and say, why did you do it? Did you do it so that you'll get the glory? Or did you do it so that I'll get the glory? And I know you might not want to be honest and truthful, but I know that there's been times that I've done that. There's been times that even in my previous church, I will work and be tired, falling asleep in service. And God will say, okay, you did all that. And it's good that you did it. I appreciate it. But now let's see. Let's really truly see if you believe what you say you believe. Let's see if when you get a cold or you get an infection, Are you going to believe what the doctors say and claim whatever? I got this. The doctor said I got that. Or are you going to believe that you are healed, that you are whole, that there is nothing that could separate you from the love of God, that there is not that the power that God has possessed in you God help them. I just heard a gunshot. Well, I just heard several gunshots. Now, let me be honest. Normally, I live in a pretty safe neighborhood, and I just heard 6 gunshots. Normally, I would be a little afraid. But I'm not, because I understand who is protecting me. I know who is leading me and guiding me. I'm not just protected because I'm inside these walls, but I'm protected because God is using me and he has given me a word to share. I know I'm protected because I believe that God is not through with me yet. I understand and know that God has my back. Again, I just want you to get to the place where you can realize, just like Isaiah has said, we got to support, we got to understand that we got to believe that the power of God is always at hand and is ready to lift us out. And even sometimes, it's there to protect us from seeing an unseen danger. You ever been, or you ever driven by a accident, and you realize that accident could have been you? Had you left a couple minutes earlier, but because something delayed you, and you probably caught an attitude about it, but then you realized in your spirit that could have been me. Again, my brothers and sisters, I just want you to realize that God is calling us to a place where we believe, and then we can go out and exercise our belief. We can go out and live what we believe in. We can go out and proclaim, because all of us are ambassadors of God. All of us are proclaimers of the gospel of the good news that reconciliation is at hand. He didn't just save you just to save you. He didn't deliver you just to deliver you. He brought you out of the muck and the miry so that you can live a life so that others can see the life that God has done in you, or the things that God has done for you. And then you can proclaim the same Father, the same God that delivered me can deliver you. Again, we want this power. But we got to first believe in the power. It doesn't come the other way. It doesn't come by you doing it and then you believe. You got to believe and then you can do. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, for tonight's lesson. We pray, Lord God, that you will allow these words to not fall upon deaf ears, that we will be first believers, that we will support, and then we and trust, then we will go out and obey. Then we will go out and proclaim. Then we will go out and live. And live a life where our faith is being exercised by the way we live. We thank you, Lord God, for the power that is always at hand. Thank you for that power. Lord, I understand that it was that power that lifted me. When I thought I was big and bad to do anything I wanted to do, you spoke to me and told me, okay, Jay, it's time. It's time for you to submit to the greater power. And though you don't understand it all right now, this process will begin only if you first trust in me and believe in me. I thank you, Lord God, for even when I didn't understand, I still believed in you. Even when I had no clue, I still trusted in you. Not in man, not in a preacher, not even in myself, but I trusted you. And for that, Lord God, I just shout hallelujah. Thank you. For allowing me to be a believer. I thank you for all of these believers that are listening to you tonight. Continue to manifest in their lives so that others can see how you bless them and how you are blessing them. This is my prayer this evening. I say amen and thank you. Well, thank you, Lord God. Want to, as always, we have a couple of minutes. We want to grant you an opportunity to share, or if you have a question or you have a comment, you can press 1 on your phone and then I can unmute your mic. I recognize that you want to share. We are so grateful for those who have called in live, and we pray that even again, if you are listening to this as a rebroadcast, that you will send me a question or a comment or concern to jayvan91@yahoo.com. Again, J-A-Y-V is in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. And I will definitely respond to your email. Is there someone that would like to share tonight, or if you have a question or a comment? Again, please press 1, and I will be able to unmute your mic. We want to also share with you that you can call this same number on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. On Monday nights, you can listen to the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his queen, his wife, his partner, Minister Tammy Store. We thank God for the dynamic duo, for the Store family who always teach. Basically, the foundation is about oneness, not just in marriage ministry, but in just relationship. They're on every Monday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, we have Minister Leah Killings. We praise God for her from 9 to 10. And then it's yours truly every Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30. And then on Thursday nights, we have Bishop George Flint from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then every Saturday from 1 to 2, we have Minister Joseph Amos Collins. We thank God for him. And we thank God for how God is blessing him and using him out of the Ohio area. So you too, you can be used and of God if God has decided to, if you decided to that you want to go and be used of God, we invite you, get in contact with me. Maybe God is want you to, now that you believe, you have a greater belief, that now you want to exercise that belief in teaching or sharing, we grant you an opportunity and say, come on. We thank God for each and every one of you all. Well, again, we praise God. If there is no one that wants to share tonight, well, we thank God again for each and every one of you all. We're going to share this song. Actually, we have two songs to share tonight. We thank God again for each and every one of you all. Which we want to share this one first. Okay, I hear you, God. We're going to share these songs, and we pray that you have a blessed week. I want to just press you out and share with you and tell you, please believe. Please trust and then obey. Obedience only comes from trusting, believing, and then you can truly obey and be obedient to his will and to his way. Well, we're going to listen to this song. I don't have the rights to any of these songs, but we're going to play these songs, and we pray that you have a blessed week, and we will see you and talk to you next Wednesday. Again, it doesn't matter who's in the White House, as long as you are in the right house with God. Oh, I sound like Jesse Jackson there. Just a joke. I'll talk to you all next Wednesday. Peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. Will you say yes? Will you say yes? Is not my own.
I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours. I'll just